Please call the case.
Case number SCWC 15-363, Flubacher versus State. Arguing for the petitioner, John M. Shum. Arguing for the respondent, Stephen K. Shishima. Argument on the merits.
All right, good morning, Mr. Shum and Mr. Shishima. Are you both ready to proceed? All right. So we're going to, Mr. Shum, you've reserved 10 minutes for rebuttal. We'll give you a warning at that point in your argument. Mr. Shishima will give you a warning with 15 minutes to go. Please proceed.
May it please the court. Honorable Chief Justice, members of this esteemed court. The issue presented on appeal today is whether the decision in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in Moore versus Thomas and the underlying decisions of the United States District Court and the United States Magistrate Judge correctly emphasized Lord's Apprendi claim. The short answer to that question is yes, the federal court decision correctly analyzed the Apprendi claim in Lord's case. It came out that, simply put, any extended term sentence after June 26, 2000, which a court and not a jury found the fact necessary for protection of the public, is in violation of Apprendi. As in Lohr, the same thing happened in Mr. Flubacher's case.
In Lohr's case, there were three stages. There was a magistrate, the more recent case. There was a magistrate judge ruling followed by an appeal to the United States District Court followed by an appeal to the Ninth Circuit. The ruling or the magistrate judge indicated that Apprendi would apply, and if I understand correctly, the state did not object to that ruling, and it was then adopted by the district court, and then when it went up to the Ninth Circuit indicated in essence, the state had acquiesced in the ruling. So is that a ruling on the merits that we should defer to? Or am I misunderstanding what took place in that case?
Chief Justice, procedurally that was correct. The magistrate judge ruled. It went up to the district court. They upheld his ruling. And when it went to the Ninth Circuit, the state had basically waived the issue, and they rendered their opinion. In this particular case before this honorable court, the state has conceded the issue as well. They have said, for all practical purposes, anything after June 26th of 2000, in which a judge, not a jury, found the aggravating factors, it is wrong. So in Flubacher's case, they've conceded here that Apprendi was violated and he should be resentenced.
Now, there were a number of decisions of this court in the early 2000s that took a contrary position. Is that correct? In other words, the Rivera case, the Kawa case, and others where this court appeared to take a different path and indicate that our extended term sentencing statute could be sustained or could be distinguished from statutes that were being invalidated in the federal court. So my question to you is, if we were going to adopt your client's position, would we have to overrule those cases?
The practical answer to your question, Chief Justice, is yes. If you adopt the claim here that Apprendi was violated, those acts before, those decisions before, would be in complete contradiction and should be overturned.
So that I guess it would be Kawa, Rivera, and then State v. White at least would be the three that would be subject to being overruled, correct?
That is correct, Your Honor. And rightfully so.
Isn't the practical effect of Kawa already been overruled? I mean, hasn't that decision, in a sense, our decision sort of been superseded in a way by the federal court already?
If I recall correctly, yes, it has, Your Honor.
By which decision of the federal court?
I'm not absolutely sure on that one, Your Honor.
Is my understanding incorrect that the only, putting aside the merits of the issue, would a state's concession be binding on this court?
No, it would not.
All right. So let's put aside the merits of the Apprendi claim. This court would be free to construe what Apprendi means in the context of your client's claim, correct?
That is accurate.
And there really is nothing binding on this court from the federal court at this time.
That is also a correct statement. And it would, though, deciding this matter consistent with the federal, the recent federal court decisions that have taken place, it would put an end to a long history of 17 years of what truly Apprendi and its progeny means. And for clarity and for judicial economy going forward, and representing Mr. Flubacher particularly and other similarly situated defendants, we believe that now is the time to adopt what's been said, that any time a judge and not a jury find the aggravating factors necessary for an extended term, it violates a claim.
Well, then, Mr. Shum, it is a lingering question as to what you mean in terms of the relief to be granted to your client. I mean, we've given the federal courts lots to do with Kawa and Jess and Lower and Maugatauga, but in your view and analyzing those cases, how should the sentencing take place on remand? With the judge making a decision to impanel a jury and the jury then applying the facts that would have to do with enhanced sentencing, or are you suggesting that there should not be a sentencing pursuant to the enhancement statute?
Looking at the history and the procedural cases dealing with enhanced sentencing in matters such as this, just in particular, the court has gone a long way.
Could you speak into the microphone? I'm having a real
The court has gone a long way into establishing what would be the proper sentencing procedures in this particular case if it is upheld that Apprendi was violated and he must be resentenced. And Jess does appear to be the deciding factor there, where he would go back and be afforded the right to have a jury impaneled to hear the aggravating factors and circumstances that would lead to an extended term sentencing. I wish it were otherwise, and I wish I could suggest that the court just terminate this.
Aren't you arguing that? Aren't you arguing that Jess was wrongly decided? I thought that that's what I read, that you wanted it.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
You wanted it, as Justice Wilson suggested, you wanted remand without consideration of an enhanced sentence.
The only factual distinction I can see between Jess and Flubacher was that Jess originally was tried by a jury and then was sentenced only by a judge. And in Mr. Flubacher's case, he pled initially, never had the right to a jury trial. And then later, he was not afforded the right to a jury trial either. I'm not sure if that is a distinction that really makes sense under the law.
I mean, if anything, it could be argued that he understood what he was getting into and in some sense consented to that procedure, at least was aware that that was a risk that he could be subject to extended term sentencing. Is that?
I can't go that far, Chief Justice. I can't say that he did know that. In fact, from my reading of the records and my conversations with him, he would not have known that.
Okay, but basically you can't see a reason why there should be a distinction between the two, the situation in Jess and that here.
Not besides the fact that Jess was tried by a jury on the merits and he was not. If that is a distinction that the court is willing to examine and to look at and find, then by all means it is a reason to terminate the sentencing procedures in Flubacher and just let the mandatory terms stand.
Very well. Anything further at this time, or any further questions from the court? Thank you very much. We'll hear from Mr. Tsushima. Thank you.
For the record, may it please the court, Deputy Prosecuting Attorney Stephen Tsushima on behalf of the State of Hawaii. Good morning, Chief Justice.
Good morning.
And good morning, Associate Justices as well. I have to apologize off the top. I'm rather under the weather. Since last week, I've had a terrible sore throat. And on Thursday afternoon, I actually got pink eye. Found out Friday. I've, against my doctor's wishes, I'm wearing contacts, just for this appearance, but
Well, thank you for coming in under these circumstances. If you need a break at any point, let us know and just speak into the mic so that we're able to hear you. And again, if you do need to take a brief recess, just let the court know.
If we can just keep this brief, I'd be thrilled.
You look good.
Thank Justice Wilson. I've had better days. As opposing counsel has mentioned, we are conceding the Apprendi issue in this case. My understanding is my office would love nothing more than to put this Apprendi issue at rest and further advance.
Please speak up. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Sorry, it might be my nose.
I'm so sorry. No,
in further of that, is my understanding there are about three, maybe four cases with the Apprendi issue that's pending in our office, and it's my understanding we're ready to concede the issue with regard to defendant being resentenced before a jury.
Now, would you agree with Mr. Shum that this court would need to overrule several of its cases from the early 2000s, including, I guess, Kawa, White, and Rivera?
I would agree with them, except to the point that I believe Justice Pollack made, because my understanding was Kawa was already overruled.
How so?
I'm not very good with the extended term sentencing cases. I do know associate in my office had mentioned that Kawa doesn't even apply anymore. So to the extent that Justice Pollack had brought that up, I think I would have to agree. This court would not necessarily have to overturn that.
Very well. And what's the reason for the court changing, for the prosecution changing its position at this point?
Well, for a while we were presenting the arguments that, I guess, what we saw out there and what was available to us. It's gone up to the federal courts. Respect what the federal courts have said, and my understanding is the arguments that we previously raised, they failed. So we're acknowledging that. We're not trying to further any more of those arguments. As I explained already, concede the issue as to resentencing.
Okay. And what about the procedure on resentencing? Should we go remand for resentencing in accordance with the Act 1 or for impanelment of a jury? What's your position with regard to the argument raised in the supplemental brief that Mr. Flubacher should be sentenced subject to a regular sentencing and not extended term on remand?
I think, as I had mentioned in my brief, that I believe my office's position is that petitioner should still be resentenced according to Jess, and so to be resentenced before a jury, as opposed to having extended sentences just be thrown aside.
Very well. Any questions for Mr. Tsushima? Anything further, Mr. Tsushima?
Nothing.
Thank you very much.
Here. Thank you, Associate Justice, for keeping brief. I do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for your argument. Thank you for coming in today. Mr. Shum, anything further?
In light of the state's concession in this case, I have nothing further to raise unless the court has questions of me.
No questions from the court. So thank you both for your arguments today. The court will take this matter under advisement.
Okay.